Welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 72 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And into this podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic that I'm titling, Don't Hold Back. Don't Hold Back. Don't Hold Back. And my anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 24. And I'll be reading verses 11 and 12. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12. He says, rescue those, and I'm using the New International Version. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? Right? So, what are we learning from this? What do I mean by don't hold back? Don't hold back means being in a situation. Not holding back means being in a situation where you know that a person is going in the wrong direction and doing nothing about it, right? You want to do something about it. You know, we unfortunately live in a world where the truth is being heavily suppressed. The truth is being censored, right? When you speak up, cancel culture goes into full effect. If the message that you're putting out is not agreed with, you can get in some very serious trouble, right? But the Bible is saying here that if you see a person being led away to death, you know, hold them back, right? And to be honest with you, I will say some caveats with this that a person needs to keep in mind, right? So if you see a person being led astray and you're in a position where you know that, wow, I can speak to this person, I can try to warn this person, and you do nothing about it, God is going to ask for their blood at your hands, right? Like, for example, if you look at the book of Ezekiel, there's a particular part in the book of Ezekiel where the Bible talks about how if a person is living in a life of sin, right, that at the very least your job is to warn them. Bible says if you don't warn them, then God is going to ask you about their lives, right? So I'm challenging you today, for those of you that are listening to this podcast, are there people in your family that do not know God? Are there people in your family that you know that, wow, these people are headed in the wrong direction in life? What are you doing about it? Are you keeping quiet? Are you saying, you know what? It's not my business. I'm going to keep to myself. No, that's not the way you should work. You need to try your best to minister to the needs of those people, right? So that you are not responsible for the outcome of their lives, right? And again, this does not even just relate to Christianity, but also just if you see a person heading in the wrong direction. So let's say, for example, you're a teacher, right? And you have students, and you see the student, you see that, wow, they're not turning in their homework on, they're not turning their work on time, they're not doing this on time, they are very aloof in class, and you see nothing about it. You're not doing your job as a teacher. As an instructor, as a teacher, you've been placed in a position of authority over those people. You're supposed to warn them. You're supposed to guide them in the right direction. If you're not guiding them in the right direction, you're not fulfilling purpose. You're not fulfilling purpose, right? Or let's say, for example, as a parent, you have children, right? Because unfortunately, we live in a world where discipline of children is no longer a popular topic, right? But the thing is, those children, the Bible says that if you discipline your children, if you correct them, they will not die, right? Many people, they're like, oh, I don't want Johnny to have to deal with any of this. Well, the thing is, if you don't deal with that problem now, that it's a small problem in their lives, when they grow older, it's going to become an emergency that cannot be dealt with. At that point, you'll probably be trying to deal with that problem when they've gotten into the justice system, when they're in prison, when they're in jail, where they've been killed on the street, or where they've been maimed, right? So do your job, right? So do your job. Do your job as a parent. Do your job as a parent. Step in and literally save the souls of your children. The Bible says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it away, right? So that rod of correction, it doesn't mean, oh, whoop your kids till they're blue in the face. No, right? But there are boundaries you can set for your kids. There's discipline you can enforce with your kids that will make them do the right thing, right? Incentivize good behavior, punish bad behavior, right? But when there are no consequences for bad behavior, then those kids will then understand that, okay, you know what? This must be good. There must not be any kind of problem with this, which is not the case. So I'm encouraging you, wherever you are, right? If you see something where you're like, man, this person is being led astray, step in and do something, right? There's this part of the book of Esther that talks about how her uncle Mordecai was telling her that, you know what, Esther, I'm encouraging you to try to speak up for the Jews and help. But if you say, you know what, I'm part of the royal family, I'm in this advantage situation of life, so I don't need to worry about these people that are suffering, that God will raise help from other sources, and then you, Esther, and your entire family will perish, right? So you can't say, oh, you know what, it's not my business, not my cup of tea, I'm not going to do anything. No, right? Like, God will find a way to help those people that are going through that tough circumstance, right? But then in the end, God is going to come after you, right? So I'm just encouraging you today, just care, right? Care about situations, care about the lives of people. If you care about the lives of people, you won't see them going astray and not want to step in, right? The Bible says that when you have something with you, don't tell your neighbor to go and come back some other time. When you have it right there, just help people now, right? Really, like, caring is helping. Just help people right now. Don't wait, right? Don't wait. Because again, that need may be most dire, like right there and then, right? Help in that situation, help in that circumstance. Don't wait till it's too late to help, right? Don't wait till it's too late to help. That's something we do many a times these days, where, oh, we don't want to be involved, we don't want to get in trouble. But let me say something, let me say a caveat. Are there some situations where it's not your prerogative to speak up? Yes, right? Yes, because I don't want you to take this message that I've just said and, oh, let me go out and start fighting crime and let me go out and start doing this and doing that. No, right? That's not wisdom. The thing is, unfortunately, we live in a world where the word of God is not necessarily applied with wisdom, right? And since it's not applied with wisdom, it's applied incorrectly. And then you see people getting into problems, right? So the thing is, you really are supposed to intervene in situations where you have authority, in situations where you have expertise, right? The thing is, it's not every battle that God has called you to fight. It's not. It's not every battle that God has called you to fight. There are certain battles that God has not called you to fight, right? Like, for example, you can say, oh, I'm going to go outside and start fighting crime and everything, but you're not a police officer, you're not a person in the military, none of that, right? That is not your area of authority. That is not your area of gifting, no, right? But if you have an area where God has established you as an authority, where God has established you as a person that, you know, is listened to, is like, you know what I mean by being established in an area. In that area, if you see people going astray, reach out to them and help them. Because literally, that's your ministry, right? Jesus Christ said in the Bible that he was not there for, that it's only the sick that need a doctor, right? But notice, this is again, wisdom of the word of God in operation. It is only the sick that need a doctor, right? So notice, the person that is attending to the sick is a person that is in a position of authority and expertise to help the sick, aka a doctor, right? It's really hard as a lawyer to help people that are sick because you don't have the skills, you don't have the expertise, you don't have the authority to help those people, right? So you see some people, they get in some very deep troubles in life because they try to speak up or they try to start defending in situations where God has not called them to defend at all, right? Where God has not called them to defend at all, right? The thing is, there is a specific audience that God has created for every individual, right? There's a specific audience. Like, for example, Peter, his ministry, the Apostle Peter, his ministry was to the Jews. Paul, his ministry was to the Gentiles. Paul was not meant to be speaking to the Jews, right? So it's almost like Paul, his area of expertise was not the Jews. His area of expertise were the Gentiles, right? So I'm encouraging you today, it's important as a child of God, right? As a person that is obeying the word of God, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, right? Rightly dividing the word of truth. What does it mean to rightly divide the word of truth? It means you are rightly applying the word of God, right? There are many people that apply the word of God, but they don't rightly apply the word of God. The right application of the word of God is wisdom, right? Is wisdom. So again, that's why I'm making sure that I establish this caveat at the end, so people don't get in trouble because they go out to start fighting battles that they are not built to fight. So may the Lord bless his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. So again, as part of my responsibility, as the person that makes this podcast, I feel it's my responsibility to let people know about God, to let people know about the sacrifice of his son. Again, Jesus Christ makes a big difference in a person's life. When I gave my life to Christ, my life took a turn for the better, right? So if you're a person that you don't know God or you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's my duty to warn, right? Again, I know that in this world we live in today, many people say, oh, there is nothing in the world after us. But that's not true, right? There's heaven and there's hell, right? There's heaven and there's hell. So I'm encouraging you today. Jesus Christ paid the price for you on the cross. He died on the cross to set you free. He died on the cross to give you a new life. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, for those that are listening to this podcast, I pray for them that in every area of their lives where they are holding back, where they see people being led astray, they're doing nothing about it. Heavenly Father, give them that boldness. Give them that courage. Give them that wisdom to step in and do the right thing, to warn people away from disaster. Let them be light at their places of work, in their families, in their homes, in their communities. And Lord, let all be well with them. And let their week be blessed. And let them receive your favor in all their endeavors. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that just said that prayer of salvation, I will encourage you to find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. You know, the NIV, the NLT. These are translations that are very easily understandable. Read the Bible. Do what it says. Right? A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you about the love of God. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches, right, that preach heresy, that preach things that are inconsistent with the word of God, right, that twist the word of God, that do not rightly divide the truth of God's word, right? I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. Find a church that preaches the true, undiluted word of God. Seek community with other believers. Do what God's word says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Thank you.